Welcome to What's New in National Defense Magazine, a podcast on military, homeland security, and technology trends, available on Apple News. In this episode, National Defense discusses the military and the metaverse, the Army's small arms program, and the Space Force's focus on cyber capabilities. This month's episode is brought to you by LinQuest. First, the idea of the metaverse is to create a single simulated 3D world that exists online and that multiple people can access through a device from anywhere around the globe. While the commercial space has hopped on the metaverse bandwagon, the U.S. military is interested in using these hyper-realistic environments to train warfighters at large scales. The metaverse has become viable due to the commoditization of necessary hardware and software that make it happen, one expert said. Software company Bohemia Interactive Simulations is developing the One World Terrain for the Army Synthetic Training Environment. The software combines 3D data collected from satellites, sensors, or scanners, and combines it with additional information to render high-fidelity terrain simulations, a company official said. The system is one of the service's top modernization priorities and is currently expected to be fielded in 2023. Another company, Red 6, is using AR-focused technologies to evolve pilot training, a company official said. Red 6's advanced tactical augmented reality system allows pilots to see AR-generated objects through a headset in real time and in high-speed environments. When paired with the company's combined augmented reality battle space operational network, multiple users can enter the same digital space and train together. Meanwhile, software company Improbable is working to improve the computing and networking capabilities the military would need to connect multiple users into a single metaverse training environment to the scale of multi-domain operations. The company recently held a stress test of its M-squared technology that had 20,000 bots interacting in a simulation, paving the way for having the same amount of service members enter a synthetic world for a training event. Earlier this year, the Space Force awarded a contract to develop a digital twin space simulation and astrodynamics training platform. The Air Force is employing a synthetic training program known as the Operational Training Infrastructure 2035 Flight Plan, from which the Navy has derived its own version called Naval Aviation Training Next, Project Avenger. Likewise, the Marine Corps' recent modernization efforts call for increased use of immersive training environments. However, there is no concrete plan at the Defense Department to create and invest in an enterprise-wide metaverse. Instead, each service's separate development of metaverse-enabling technologies are based on their own training needs. Next, the Army is in the process of evaluating and fielding a range of new small arms weapons and related technologies. The service is conducting a 36-month platoon arms and ammunition configuration study to assess future medium machine gun needs and options. The study will determine options such as improving the existing M240, transitioning to a new caliber, or developing an entirely new weapon, an Army official said. The study will run through the end of fiscal year 2023, with preliminary results expected in the second quarter of 2023. One of the high-profile weapons in the early stages of fielding is the next-generation squad weapon. Earlier this year, the Army selected Sig Sauer's XM5 rifle and XM250 automatic rifle, along with the Vortex Optics XM157 fire control system for the Close Combat Force. The weapons will be put through their paces during a soldier excursion in November, an Army official said. Fielding is expected to begin in 2023, according to Sig Sauer. Another top priority in small arms is developing a precision grenadier system, a man-portable weapon to strike enemy forces hiding behind walls, vehicles, or buildings. Army Futures Command has given the go-ahead for the creation of a requirements document to share with industry and get feedback on what the possibilities are, an official said. A program of record for the system is expected to be initiated in 2025. Another weapon in the works is the individual assault munition, which is intended to be a lightweight multi-target weapon that can be fired from within an enclosure and pack enough punch to take out a concrete bunker or an armored vehicle. The fielding anticipates an Army Requirements Oversight Council approval in the fourth quarter of 2023 and a Milestone C decision in third quarter 2024, an Army official said. Mortar modernization is also proceeding with a goal of providing heavy firepower at the start of air assault and airborne operations. The mortars team recently collaborated with the Maneuver Battle Lab at Fort Benning to conduct a constructive simulation discovery experiment. The purpose was to assess the effectiveness of a mobile brigade combat team equipped with an enhanced 81mm cannon and ammunition. Preliminary results showed that the 81mm mortar was extremely effective and advantageous against enemy counter-battery, an Army official said. Last, as the United States' youngest service enters its fourth year, the Space Force is reevaluating what readiness means to a force that is primarily employed in place rather than waiting to deploy overseas, the service's top official said. In particular, the service is expanding its exercise program to increase the readiness of its squadrons. In September, Space Force operators participated in a new electronic warfare exercise called Black Skies. During the exercise, warfighters experienced a mix of live fire and constructive training activities, a STARCOM official said. Along with Black Skies, the Space Force is planning to conduct an orbital warfare exercise called Red Skies in 2023 and a cyber warfare exercise called Blue Skies in 2024. This greater emphasis on cyber capabilities in the Space Force has also impacted the way the service recruits as it looks to expand its pool of digital talent. The service has begun commissioning cyber professionals directly from industry, a Space Force official said. The Space Force is also looking for ways to increase the digital capabilities of its enlisted force. One of those methods is through the service's Supracoders program, which trains warfighters to become software developers. The Space Force's digital push comes at a time when the service is consolidating many important Defense Department programs into its portfolio. As the Space Force's responsibilities increase, the service will need to develop or acquire further capabilities to perform these critical missions. The solutions won't come from hardware, but rather software, a Space Force official said. Check out our website and read more stories in the most recent issue of National Defense at www.nationaldefensemagazine.org. And look for copies at Barnes & Noble and Books A Million stores across the United States. LinQuest is proud to sponsor today's podcast. From concept to capability, LinQuest is a national security space leader that enables defense and intelligence missions through advanced digital solutions and the development, integration, and operation of mission-critical systems.